78 years old is the average age of death across the U.S. However, in Breathitt, Owsley, Perry, and Powell counties, the age drops to 69. The trend is similar in other parts of the region as well. There are also high rates of obesity, diabetes, suicide, alcohol abuse, and substance use disorders. Program leaders at Morehead State University are aware of the region's issues when educating future leaders. Dr. Elizabeth Nielsen is a professor of psychology, and Dr. Lynn Parsons is a professor of nursing. Both are passionate about educating students to work in the region. Parsons says MSU's Family Nurse Practitioner Program focuses extensively on the opioid crisis.
We have people living below the poverty level, and they get involved in drug use and abuse, and they just get in over their head, and they get addicted to these substances, and they need a lot of care delivery by primary care providers.
The Masters of Clinical Psychology program also focuses on substance use disorders. Nielsen says their program has a similar view of the crisis.
You know, substance use is a problem everywhere. We do know that there are specific factors that do contribute to substance use within communities like many of our students are from. And none of that has to do with moral failings of people. It just has to do with things like poverty and access to treatment and stigma.
Nielsen and Parsons agree clinicians should have a willingness to meet clients where they are at, but there are barriers to healthcare in the region. Parsons says the barriers result in a special role for nurse practitioners.
That's why it's really important that we have nurse practitioners go out into our very, very rural areas and do hands-on care, because that sometimes some of these patients will only see a mid-level provider, like a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant.
Nielsen says there's a lack of scientific evidence-based psychology practice in the community.
What we know is that there's a tremendous gap in the dissemination of evidence-based programming and community practice. And so it can take, a study was once done where they found that it takes 17 years for a empirically supported program within science to make its way into the community.
She adds the program at MSU wants to shorten that gap. Nielsen says a common problem related to the public health crisis is locals leaving the region.
A tendency that you see within graduate programs across disciplines, whether it's medicine or clinical psych or other things, is often people, when they go and get graduate degrees, they leave their communities. There's it's called the brain drain, where they leave the communities that they're from.
Both the psychology program and the nursing program educate students who have a desire to change this problem. Parsons says most of the nurses in the program are from Eastern Kentucky.
It is our fervent hope that when students graduate from our program, that they go out into our clinics in the Eastern Kentucky region to provide hands-on care.
Nielsen says their program also encourages students to stay in the region.
I think we really try and recruit students who are passionate about rural health and who want to go back to their communities or want to serve rural communities, which I think is, and we're really supportive of that. And so I think that's really important, because it doesn't really do anyone any good for students to come to our program and then, you know, leave and go somewhere else.
Recent studies have shown community programs are helping to bridge the healthcare gap. Counties providing more transportation to medical appointments and healthy meals to school children have also been proven to be successful. For WMKY, I'm Rachel Turner.